Hey guys, welcome to a brand new episode of What's She On About. I'm Mitzi.
Hola.
Who are you?
I don't know. Who am I?
Who are you?
God, let's put a pin in that because I'm trying to figure it out. But for now, I'm Kat.
And now you're Kat. And this is a podcast where we chat about life, infatuations, pop culture, and of course, my obsession with Idris Elba, who just had the hottest ticket at Coachella, his DJ set. I heard that it went off flawlessly. Everybody was living their best lives listening to him. And I so regret, not going.
I don't even see you at a Coachella.
Exactly. With the unwashed masses. You know I don't want to be there.
You said the unwashed. No, if I Coachella, it's on some, it's not on some fry music festival bullshit. It's on some, I'll be at the hotel by the pool and then I'll come out for whatever performance I deem worthy.
Like an all day thing, being in the sun with thousands and thousands of people that I'm just like, ugh. I don't even like GA at a concert, let alone a festival out in the sun in the desert with people sleeping in tents and showering and like porta potties. By that done, can't do it. I just can't do it. I mean, it wasn't the main stage, so it wasn't part of the live stream, which I would have missed anyway, but apparently it was fantastic. And I even just, and from the account, I just tweeted, I was like, oh, I wish I'd gone to Coachella to see Idris Elba. And for some reason, like the next morning, I woke up to hundreds of notifications. I don't know if you have the notifications on for our Twitter account.
Oh, no, not for Twitter.
Oh, okay, because I was like, there are hundreds of likes to this tweet. And I was like, I think it had to have been the photo.
Yeah, that photo was, even I must say that photo was.
That photo was.
Bueno.
Mm-hmm. Mucho bueno.
Yeah, and it actually got me to thinking who the rival would be this week. And then I've been obsessing over Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, and was going to nominate Nicholas Scratch, her boo thing in the season. But he's kind of young.
He has amazing abs.
He's adorable for 24-year-old jailbait.
Is he 24? Oh, yeah. That does sound like jailbait to me. He's cute, though. And so was, I have to say, so was Lucifer.
The devil himself. The Dark Lord.
The Dark Lord, you know, pray Satan. But wow.
Hell only knows.
I love when they do that. They're like, what in heaven are you doing here?
Right. Instead of saying hell. Well, he, like, in doing a little bit of recon work, his real name is Gavin Leatherwood, and he's kind of new to the whole actor scene, because even when I Googled, images, he just looked younger than he even looked at me. I'm like, am I about to present this child as an offering? is this a...
What did you say his real name was?
His real name is Gavin Leatherwood.
Gavin Leatherwood. Is he English or American?
I don't think he's American. I think he might be Australian.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I think.
Oh, you're right. He just looks younger and younger.
Yeah, it's like he was literally just born, and that's why there's not enough pictures of you to salivate over online, because he's kind of a kid.
Oh my days, that is so funny.
So maybe we'll just give him honorable mention for when he's at least 30. And
yes.
And I will, you know, listen, even that picture that you posted at Idris at on Coachella had me like, oh. Mm. So it was more of a zat. It was a zaddy as opposed to a daddy. He looked different. Well, so, there was a shift. Let's just say that.
All right, I will take that.
So,
I mean, the what's hilarious to me are just some of the comments that people have left on that post, as well as the retweets and stuff like that. Nice. From it. It has just been like, yes, I'm with you. I'm with you there. This one woman was like, I am 70 years old and I've never seen a hotter man in my life.
She said 70? Lord. Yeah. He's actually from Oregon, I believe.
What up, Stringer? Oh,
born out of America.
Yeah. I mean, he is a cutie. I have to say, when they caught her, when her aunt caught her in the bathroom with him, and he had just come up from finding the father's manifesto in the sea.
Yeah.
And he's like all wet with the, and I was like, oh, come on, abs.
Yes.
Come on, abs.
I just thought his face was adorable. He's like, he is. I love
he's
you.
A cutie. I mean, hopefully, you know.
He's back.
No spoilers, but yes, exactly.
Yeah, sure.
We'll talk about how he went away.
Yeah, we won't talk about it, but he kind of does. And, yeah, ultimate sacrifice.
Yeah, I have to say the other cutie on that show has got to be Cousin Ambrose.
You think?
You don't think Cousin Ambrose is cute? No?
Yeah, that's going to be a no for me, dog. I think it's kind of cool. I like him with Prudence.
Yes.
But him.
Yes, I do like them together too.
Him alone? No.
I think I sent you something where somebody was like, if they do The Last Dragon again and wanted to cast someone who looked like the original guy, Timac?
Yeah.
Started with a T.
I mean.
That he would be a good choice.
They do look similar, but there's still something about him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's adorable. He's cute. Maybe it's that haircut. Like, he needs to see some clippers. Like,
to the barbershop.
Yes.
He definitely needs some help.
Shape up or something.
I almost wish I had watched the end of last season before I watched this season.
Wait,
I didn't
what?
Understand what happened to his boyfriend. No, I watched it, but I'm saying I forgot.
Oh.
And I should have watched it again to refresh myself before going into season two. Because I don't understand what happened to his boyfriend, Luke.
Oh, he was killed.
At the end of the first season?
No, they only talked about it. They only talked about it in this season.
Oh, okay.
They
so
didn't
I
touch on it. He just said
because
he had to go do something for them. For what's his face?
Blackwood?
Yeah.
Okay, because the way they were talking about it, it almost made it seem as though something had happened in the previous season, and I'm like, I don't remember this.
I mean, they were like, they were booed up the season before.
Right. I remember that.
Speaking of Blackwood, his normal face and normal hair, he's not bad looking.
Oh, I love that guy.
For a white.
I love that actor. He used to be on this show called Coupling.
Mm.
And what's hilarious is, it's a comedy, it's an English comedy, it's a UK comedy, and he plays the exact opposite of how, like, evil and menacing and all that stuff that he is on Chilling Adventures of Sabrina. And almost if you'd watched Coupling, you'd be like, I can't believe this is the same guy. But I loved him from that show. And also the woman who plays Mrs. Wardwell, she
yeah.
was also on another show, another UK show called Green Wing that I loved. And I was like, oh my God, I love all these people. And then, of course, her auntie, is it Hilda?
Well,
is it Auntie Hilda?
Maybe.
The shorter one with the blonde hair?
Yeah.
She was on the original Office.
Oh, was she?
Yeah, she was the original Dawn on the original Office in the UK. She kind of played the same role as Pam. Mm. You know how
oh, really?
Pam and,
yeah, mm-hmm. Jimmy. Oh, so
exactly,
regular
Jim
looking.
Halper and Pam. Yeah, and so she played Dawn, and that was the one that, like, was, like, the receptionist that, like, fell in love with the sales guy or whatever. So I'm like, oh my God, this cast! I'm loving this cast! That's actually why I started watching it.
Oh, wow. Also,
I was like, I love all these people in the cast.
Ambrose, he's cute in the face, but his body's, I don't know, like, there's something that doesn't, like, scream masculine, love me, I'm hot. It's more like, oh, I'm good looking. And I need a haircut.
Oh.
I need a fucking haircut.
You're like, oh.
He needs like a shape up at least.
Chance Perdomo.
Like, even those, like, orgy scenes, I'm like, yeah, no.
I'm like, no thanks.
Mm-mm. Not buying it.
Did you see the black and white one that comes up of him?
No.
Maybe it's because his mouth is always open. Look at all these pictures. And all, like, kind of mouth-breathery looking.
Oh, I'm on IMBD.
Don't know.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's, like, when you Google Gavin Leatherwood, there's, like, a row of pictures where he just looks like a child. But then there's, like, a little, a row below where he looks more masculine. But still, like, teenage. Nope.
No.
Like, if I was 16, I'd be all about this dude.
Right, right, right. Well, I mean, that's probably the point in casting him, I'm sure. So we will, we'll pretend he's maybe 10 years older than he actually is.
Yeah, sure. Let's do that.
And it won't be as bad. Lusting after a child. Yeah. In his abs.
It's, like, weird. How do they get those abs? These kids today.
Oh, my. I know. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aunt Hilda was like, and okay, well, you know, she probably want to put some clothes on. I was like, why, Auntie Hildy? Why?
I'm so surprised because they're like, they're so free with their sexuality.
Right? Hello? So let's talk about Lupercalia.
Oh.
I was like, wait, what? What do y'all do?
Was it exacerbated because of the show? Because I feel like when I Googled it, it didn't really go into all the gory details.
Well, I mean, it just says that it's to avert evil spirits and purify the city, releasing health and fertility.
Right.
I think for me, it was because I was going on to this other site that does a lot of, like, patchouli and all these musk smelling like perfume oils and all that stuff. And they were like, caution, before you enter, it's Lupercalia and you may see some like naked pictures and blah, blah, blah. So please make sure that you're 18 plus before you go onto the site. And I was like, oh shit, is it real? And so I looked it up real quick. One of the observances is a fertility rite in which the goatskin clad Luperci strike women who wish to conceive.
Right, but strike with a, and then you see like these old paintings, it's like they have leather straps in their hands, like they're actually, they're not striking you with like a paint, yeah, they're just smacking you on.
Did you just say they're not smacking you with a paint?
Right. It's kind of just a spankity spank.
Yeah. Right, right, right. After the.
Yeah, I think the thing about our friend, the cousin, is that his hair situation is tragic.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you can't overlook it. You can't almost picture anything else. It's amazing what a hairdo will do.
Just a shape up.
Amazing.
Just shape it up.
Amazing. Okay, first of all, did you hear that Insecure is not coming back until 2020?
No. What the hell?
Just found out today that Issa Rae is so busy, like, shooting movies and all this other stuff, that it won't come back until 2020.
What, in the Game of Thrones?
I am so upset.
That's bananas. Who does that?
Oh, I'm like, oh, now we're going to get those, I will admit, I never had to suffer through, but those long-ass breaks in between, like, Game of Thrones seasons that you guys had to suffer through.
Damn
is
it.
What we might was what we clearly have to go through now for Insecure.
When in 2020? January?
Didn't even say.
Son of a.
Just said that we're probably going to have to wait till 2020. This is what happens when your star becomes a huge movie star.
Oh.
Like, that's right. She keeps signing like all these deals for these movies. So.
Damn it, Jim.
Yeah. I know. It's my thought exactly. But speaking of HBO,
oh my god,
I'm guessing you watched
Them Thrones.
Thrones, y'all.
You would be guessing correctly. Do you know they changed the opening?
Yes, which was dope.
Yeah.
What I didn't realize before this season is that they changed it at the beginning of every season.
Yeah.
To sort of like reflect what happens in the season.
Yeah.
And so this one was really cool to see with like the hole in the wall,
mm-hmm.
all the extra details, the snow and falling. How they focus.
Mm-hmm. Winter is and here. It's not here. Yeah. Winter is here.
How they focused on Winterfell mm-hmm. and King's Landing. So I think all the action's probably going to happen
those
there.
Two places, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, but wasn't it so sweet when Arya like finally got to Jon?
Yeah, that was like a tearjerker kind of moment.
It really was. Like they looked so happy to see each other, which obviously, you know.
He looked like he was fighting back tears.
I know.
Because he hadn't seen her since she went back to the since she was going to King's Landing, and he was going to the wall.
Yeah, he was going to the wall. Yeah, when he gave her needle.
Right, and my favorite, he's like,
so
"Have you had to use?"
So that was a great little callback.
She's like, maybe once or twice. Like, bitch, maybe you are assassin. Stop
so
it.
Much.
She's like, maybe
cold
once or twice.
Blooded.
Yeah,
all
that.
Casual about it.
Those reunions, my top four reunions on the episode were Gendry and Arya. First
oh my
of all,
God,
Gendry turned into hot
when
Gendry.
When she saw him? Okay.
Yes. Oh, no, when they were talking Gendry, and she was walking away and she did the classic look back. The look back twirl, like, you know, you want this. I was like, oh my God, the girl is an assassin.
Arya's a little flirt.
Yes.
That's right.
Yes.
A girl has a crush.
Clearly.
But like, even in the beginning, when she first sees him coming through on the horse, she was like, she had a little smile. I was like, hey.
That was a deep smile. That was a good one.
Yes, it was, my lady. That was a good one.
Her and the Hound.
Yeah.
He was like, you left me to die.
I am not backing down. She was like, I robbed you first.
Exactly. Don't get into a spin again. He was like, you are a bitch. You are cold blooded bitch. That's probably why
he was
so
like,
alive.
You are a cold bitch. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, and don't
accuracy.
You forget it.
Yeah, facts.
That's right.
I beat it. So that was number
that's
two.
No
then, of course, John and her.
Oh, yeah.
Theon and his sister, the headbutt.
Yes, that was great.
She probably could have did a little bit more than just headbutt him, considering he's the reason she's in there in the first place.
Straight up left her, but you know, I feel like the headbutt was like, I understand all that you had to go through, and it's about time you got here, and that's all I'm gonna do.
No, that headbutt was like, fuck you, fool. You piece of shit, dummy. Like, well, this is why I'm here. And I'm in.
You
right.
Coward.
Concussed.
Oh my God.
Now you'll be concussed.
But wait, I have to add Bran. And
no,
Jamie.
You don't have
that's
to add that. That. I said top five. That was four.
Oh, top five.
The number one. The number one, drum roll please, a reunion that lasted 24 hours. Talking about I'm waiting for a friend. Bran and Jamie.
Waiting
for an old friend.
My God. Yo, I read something and was like, yo, Bran petty as hell. He's a three-eyed raven. He knew exactly when Jamie was going to get there. He didn't have to wait up
no,
there.
No, somebody's
day.
Like, how many wheelchair access ramps they got at Winterfell?
That's
how
right.
Somebody's walking around. Bran is there.
Somebody was like, yeah, I'm convinced nobody wants to carry his ass up the stairs, so they just leave this for
they could be that too.
My friend just sent me a picture of a GoFundMe
for Bran.
And the GoFundMe page is called Build Bran a Ramp to Get Out of the Courtyard.
Was he in the courtyard the whole
poor
time?
Has been stuck there for days. He's obviously too awkward to go.
Can
but
we talk
he's
about
just
his
staring
awkwardness?
At people. It's starting to weird us out.
He's so weird. He is such a strange boy.
He is absolutely a strange boy. And I don't remember him always being that strange, but ever since he started in Oregon and like
going back in time
into people, so yeah, and doing all those things, I feel like all those things like affect him. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So clearly he affects others. Wait, he fucked up Hodor. Willis. Poor Willis.
What you talking about, Willis?
Oh my goodness.
Hold on.
Okay, so what do you think of my theory that the Night King is somehow a Targaryen? And I say this because, obviously, at the very end, poor Ned, Nevs in this kingdom do not last very long. So
yeah, that's not a good name.
It's not a good name. So when they burn him, when little Ned has to be burned or whatever, and that symbol shows up, I'm like, that looks familiar. And then, of course, other people unearth a couple of other times where...
Yeah, it's been done before.
The White Walkers have... Yeah, exactly. They've done that. It was in the caves in Dragonstone when Jon is showing Daenerys the cave and the symbols that are found in the cave.
Yeah.
And he can ride a dragon. Which they keep harping on, that only Targaryens can ride a dragon.
But I feel like... But he killed it. Does that count?
See, that's the part I don't know. Because maybe the only reason why he can ride the dragon is because
he controls
it back to life. He brought it back to life, and now all bets are off.
Exactly.
Maybe. But then what about those symbols?
I mean, you see them everywhere. Somebody else saw them south of the wall when they were going to... when they first went out with, what's his name, Benjen?
Yes, Benjen Stark.
You saw them in the snow or in the ice as well. So there's some.
And you also saw it, when they were talking about the children of the forest. Mm. There was like a shot from the top where that red tree is, and all the children of the forest make up that pattern, like in the grass next to it. So the question becomes, like, maybe the children of the forest took one of the first men, and one of those first men that they turned into the Night King is actually a Targaryen. I need to go back to that episode and see if he has, like, Targaryen color looking hair.
No, he didn't. I don't believe so.
He didn't?
He wasn't, like, a platinum blonde or anything. Like, those wigs that they put on all... Yeah, I mean...
Yes. A brother and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know.
It was fitting that Jon rode his the dragon that was named for him, his father. Because he was riding, apparently Rhaegar. He was riding Rhaegal.
Yeah.
Rhaegal, who was named after his father.
Yes, I know.
Man, yo, he looked like, what do you mean? What do you mean I'm the protector of the realm? He's like, I didn't want to be king in the north or Lord Commander. And now you're telling me I'm the protector of the realm?
Yeah, you are the prince who was promised. That is you.
Man.
You are he.
Why do I have the feeling that he's going to just be like, nah, I don't want it?
You think?
And give it up. Doesn't he seem the type?
Yeah, I mean, can you blame him?
Yeah.
Shit is, stakes are high.
Yeah, the stakes are high.
So.
It's almost like, all right, we'll kill Cersei and put somebody else up there who wants it.
Right. You know what I mean? And I would just go and bone my aunt and live happily ever after. I'm like, he seemed more pissed about that school than the fact that, have you done the math yet, bro?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking that maybe that's why the dragons were looking at them like they were crazy when they were kissing.
Right, maybe. I was thinking that too.
The dragons like staring at him and staring at him. And at first I thought it was funny and I thought it was like, oh, okay, you're kissing.
Was hilarious.
It was. But then I'm thinking about it some more and I'm like, maybe he's like, dude, what are you doing? You're related. Like, even they know something's off.
Like, if the dragon could talk, he'd be like, nah, you don't want to do that.
Exactly. In fact, if the dragon could talk, it'd be like, yo, you should be saying, hey, auntie.
I wonder if he's going to tell her.
You think he won't?
I don't know. He didn't really seem keen on wanting to know any of it.
Yeah, no, I know. It's crazy.
So
very crazy.
I don't know. I'm ready. This is the shortest episode of the season, so it's just gonna get better.
I thought the next one was gonna be kind of short too, and then they get longer and longer. I know the last two are like 80 minutes long.
They said this one was the shortest, so I don't know.
It was only 54 minutes.
It was perfect.
It's good. I thought at first that, like, not much happened. And then,
no,
like,
a lot happened.
Reflection.
And I would, every time I saw somebody mention, like, oh, I was so slow, I was boring, I'm like, you need to never, ever watch again. You are not worthy. So many positions were played. So many things were put into place. Just. Mm-hmm.
No, you're right. It's all the setup. And also, like, the reunions, a letter, a bunch more clues. I was so worried for Tormund, though, when he was in the Umber Castle. And I was like, oh, my God, what's coming? Please don't take my ginge. Please don't take my ginge.
I mean, they should have known that little boy wasn't dead, considering he was chopped up
by
the White Walkers.
Exactly. They should have burned him straight away. They forgot John's immediate
decree
phrase whenever something happens like that. We really need to burn the bodies.
Yeah.
Sam, what are you doing here, Sam?
Poor Sam.
I know, his face. Yo, I thought for sure that he'd be like, eh. But I get, for sure with the father, he kind of was like, but then he was like, well, at least I have my brother.
Yeah.
And when he found that out, yo, his face crumpled.
Because they got along.
Just absolutely crumpled. And then for him to go to John and be like, did you know? He's like,
He didn't know.
No, but. He didn't know.
But he kind of brought up some good points about Khaleesi. Like, I finished that episode thinking,
Like what?
Like, am I team Daenerys anymore? Like, did she have to? But I understand why she did it. But he made a good point. Like, so you're going to just burn and kill everybody that you're, that doesn't want to bend the knee? Like.
Is that how this is going to work? It's interesting because they made such a big deal about it. That I don't know why, for some reason, I'd forgotten when she was burning them and when all of that was happening that was Sam's family.
Yeah,
I completely forgot that. But then I do remember him saying something like, "You just wiped out an entire line,"
yep.
And I was like, "Wait, the last name? Hopefully it's Samwell. I don't know.
It's
a good thing he took the Valyrian steel when he did. There's nobody back home to use it."
Yeah.
That's why I think it's going to be Sam that kills the Night King.
You think so?
Unexpectedly, yeah. I think it's going to be him.
Hmm.
The other theory is maybe the Night King is coming after the Targaryens, because they blame the Targaryens for something, and that's why they keep leaving the symbol that looks like their sigil. Maybe he's not Targaryen, but he's like, I got a bone to pick with y'all. I don't know.
No one knows.
I don't know.
At this point, anything.
No one knows.
Can happen, and I'm here for all of it. Poor Jamie, he's finally getting his mind right. He finally quit his sister, and it looks like next episode he's gonna be on trial.
Oh my goodness, yo! Everybody has something to say about him, because like he killed her father, definitely like pushed Bran out the window, which everybody knows.
Yeah, but he's done some good since then too.
He has.
And Brienne of Stark.
I don't know if he's fully redeemed himself.
I mean, he's lost all his children.
Yes.
He wants to help them.
Only one who
does. He saved Tyrion. I believe he saved Tyrion twice.
Twice. Yeah, no, he did save him twice.
He saved Brienne of Tarth.
Twice.
From the bear.
Yeah, from the bear, but then also remember when they were going to rape her and he comes back and convinces them not to.
So...
Which is why I feel like she's a little sweet on Jaime, for sure. But I'm like, I want you to be with Tormund.
Why? Because they're both big.
Forget about Jaime.
They should be together.
Just because he... No, because he... I just love the way he immediately was like, oh my god, you're so cute.
Oh, like, I think Gendry was in that.
And she totally...
Never mind.
She also totally, like, that was Podrick, I think, who she was fighting with. And then she got distracted as he was coming at her, like,
yeah, what? It was Podrick.
And Podrick ends up hitting her, yeah. And Podrick ends up hitting her. So I was like, oh my god, they're so cute. I want them to have a great big giant baby, but he said that he wants to have her.
Oh, gross. No, but she's the only one who knows the truth about, well, according to Jaime, about why he killed the Mad King, so.
Right. But you know what? You know who could probably corroborate that is... Tyrion, who used the wildfire that was
underneath
to blow up that what's the name that he ended up using in Blackwater.
He could corroborate
because
but
I think
also
that's where that
brother,
wildfire
so.
Was from, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they might not believe him. Sure, sure.
It's just a little bit hotter.
I wonder what's gonna happen there. I feel like John's gonna intervene and save him.
I think he might die.
Like,
because
I think Jamie
nobody
will
wants
definitely
him to
die, but I think Jamie will die like fighting the White Walkers, the Whites. I just think it's funny that they're called
the Whites
and the White Walkers, and they're like blue-eyed devils.
Literally, The undead.
Oh my god. I think I posted it somewhere, the root, this guy on the root wrote an article. He was like, yeah, the Starks are our cousin.
Yes.
And they are just like minding their own business. Yeah.
Chilling in the neighborhood. With the kids.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that was funny. Although, oh, did you see the reactions when Missandei and Grey Worm wrote in? It's like, oh, we've never seen black people before. I don't.
Oh, there's a thought. But yeah, they
really.
Not for nothing, all of the North was throwing shade to everybody.
Yes, my God. Sansa and the side eyes she was giving Dany. And Dany giving them right back.
Right,
too.
But even
like,
just the
what
people.
What do dragons even eat?
What's the young chick?
Oh,
the little girl.
Lyanna Mormont. Something.
Yes,
Mormont. Lady Mormont.
Yeah.
She was like, "Who
that
are you
look
now?
She
I
was like,
who
we
are.
Gave the right. Who is you? We gave you the crown, my nigga. Like, what the fuck? You came back with all these people, like,
Right. And now you're talking about bending the knee to her. I don't know her. Like, right. What? Who are you?
Everybody in the North.
She was not.
They are. They are the hood because they're mass suspects. They're like, nah, we don't know you. We don't know you.
Davos, I think it was funny that Davos made a point of telling Tyrion, he was like, look, the North are their stubbornest goats and they do not trust outsiders.
Nope.
They just do not trust outsiders. So you're going to have to do something else.
You have to earn their trust.
Do something. Yeah.
He said,
but still, I think they were given Missandei and Grey Worm, like, you could tell Missandei was, like, super uncomfortable. And she's, like, looking at Grey Worm because it's, like, they stare real hard. And they probably have never seen black folks before.
No, I mean, I guess. I didn't get that vibe. I just felt like they were all looking like, what in the hell is all of this?
Mm-hmm.
Between the Dothraki, the millions. How many Unsullies were there? There was, like, quite a few.
I thought it was 10,000 Unsullied, no? Or 2,000? No, it has to be
no,
more than
there's
2000.
More than 2,000. That's a hell of a 8, lot.
8,000? That's 10,000. I don't know. But there's a whole mess of them.
Yeah. And marching on their lands. I'm like, yeah. Anyway. It was great. I can't wait for more.
I know. It's going to be so good. Like, I was so nervous right before it was starting. I was like, oh my God. All right, do we have any Ghetto Action news?
Wendy Williams is getting a divorce.
Is she? I thought she said she would never get a divorce.
She did, but never say never. But they're supposedly saying she's rethinking of it. It doesn't seem like it seems like it's a toxic relationship. While a marriage end is not something to celebrate, if it's killing you and literally causing you, you know, angst, anxiety, mm-hmm. to do drugs, mm-hmm. or whatever, mm-hmm. then good riddance to bad rubbish. Hopefully she, you know, does what she has to do to stay sober.
Isn't her husband the one who, like, has a girlfriend, like, living up in her house or some shit like that?
I don't know where she lives, but he definitely has a side piece, and I believe she's also pregnant.
Yes, exactly. She's pregnant, yeah. as well.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And he was her manager. Indeed. There were 8,000 Unsullied. Sorry to go back to that.
Oh, 8,000. Okay.
Yeah.
But then how many Dothraki?
Oh, I don't know.
I guess we don't know that number. Anyway, she got a whole pack of people. But yeah, like, I remember hearing about, like, the side piece is pregnant, but I could have sworn she was, like, living up in the house, and it was like, Wendy, what are you doing? Why are you going through this? And it was like, you know, I'm not going to discuss it. I'm not going to talk about it. I'll only talk about it when I take off this ring, and I'm never taking off this ring.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that. As in, like, I'm never getting divorced. Don't ask me about it. I don't talk about it. And now she's getting divorced.
Oh, there's 16,000 Dothraki. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, they're going to need it. They're going to need every last one of them, because freaking these White Walkers, like, as they're killing people, they can be reanimating them and adding them to their army. So yeah. Everybody they kill just adds to theirs. Ooh, I hope that dragon glass works.
Oh, wait, somewhere saying that she has 100,000 Dothraki riders in her army. That's a lot of freaking Dothraki. I didn't see that many.
Yeah.
It is massive. Oh, they're trying to say 100,000, actually.
That's a lot.
Sansa was like, how y'all feed all these people? Y'all just show up.
And she's like, I mean, what do dragons even eat? And she's like, whatever they want.
That's, she hit them with the shade.
Mm, oh, much of it. Yeah, they do not like each other at all.
But what's, I want to hear Sansa's rationale. Is she just like, trust nobody, trust no one?
Yeah, because she's from the north.
Yeah. Or not even because she's from the north, because her whole life has been like just carefully moving from place to place and trying not to die, not knowing who wants to kill you, not knowing who has your back.
My friend made a good point that she does make better decisions than Jon in some instances. Like when he was like, well, we're going to have to fight Ramsay Bolton, like with just this many people. And she's like, no, wait, let's ask for this. I didn't want to wait for it. And thank God that the veil came through.
Maybe they'll all rule. Maybe it won't just be one. Maybe it'll just be like a democracy where instead of one...
Well, it's seven kingdoms. Maybe seven rulers.
Right.
Seven kingdoms.
And they all have to decide together.
Like a round table.
Yeah. Like King Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
That would be dope. And Sansa should be there. And Jon.
For sure.
Tyrion.
Yes.
Daenerys.
Yes. Yeah. Cersei can go, though.
Oh, hell no. No Cersei. Tyrion will be...
villainous bitch.
What if they're all related?
What? You're kidding. No.
I don't know.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? And it's like, yeah, we've been fighting all these different houses, and yeah, we're really...
one and the same.
All related.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I mean, I think people are saying that Jon is definitely the fire and the ice. He is.
Oh, yeah.
Prince who's supposed to come.
The prince who was promised.
That's it. The prince who was promised.
Yep.
Since he's a Stark and a Targaryen.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's your...
mixing the races. Only good can come of that. I'm just kidding. But yeah, so that was the ghetto. I mean,
the only other ghetto action news that I saw is that Lori Loughlin and her husband had the nerve.
But not
like,
guilty.
Not guilty. And I'm like, are you relying on the fact that, like,
your whiteness will save you.
Privileged woman. Yeah, exactly. That your whiteness will save you. Because right now, they really are looking for somebody to make an example of.
Right.
And you could be it.
Right.
Because people are pissed. And they don't want people to just get a slap on the wrist.
Yeah.
So I don't know that your white privilege will save you here, Lori.
What was the... I wonder what the logic was behind that.
I don't know. They didn't say. They also put in a thing to waive their right to actually appear at all these arraignments and things like that.
Mm.
So that they don't have to keep going to court. I guess, I mean, for them, it's probably like an utter zoo.
Is it, though? It's not like the cameras, Gaga. And all that stuff. Like, you're fucking Aunt Becky.
I know, right? But, I mean, I don't know.
But is it because she's so famous or because of the magnitude of the case? Like,
I think it's both, because the magnitude of the case, and then it's like, oh, here's this famous person that's part of it, who, you know, was on all these TV shows, known her for a long time, and it's like, oh my God, I'm Becky, I can't believe you would do such a thing. So I think the attention is more focused on them because they're celebrities than anybody else.
I feel like that's not a good look. It's like a rich person gets a ticket and they can't bother to go to court to fight it, so they send someone in their stead or to defend them. Meanwhile, I got to take off work or use my vacation time so I can fight this ticket and get my points. Like, it just reeks of
privilege.
If they're trying to, like, yeah, it doesn't, it's the opposite effect. Like, they're trying to not call attention to themselves, but it makes them seem even more arrogant, I think, personally. Yeah. I don't know.
Should be interesting.
Like, we're not guilty, even though we paid this money. And, talk to my lawyer. Bye-bye. Like, the nerve. Huh?
The absolute nerve.
Woo, that's crazy. Did you get to see Donald Glover's movie for Coachella?
Oh no, Guava Islands?
Yeah,
no, I haven't seen it. I know it's on Prime. I was thinking about watching it tonight because it's only an hour. So I think by the time I get home, I should be able to watch it. So I haven't seen it. Did you watch it?
No.
Any plans to?
Sure. Eventually.
Yeah. was too busy watching like recaps of Game, not recaps, but watching previous episodes of Game of Thrones to get ready, that I just couldn't do it. Anywho, guys, that's our episode. So we'll just say go to our website, whatshewsabout.com, where you'll find links to our Twitter and our Instagram at the WSLA Show. Please remember to rate, review, and subscribe. Exactly. So you won't miss any episodes of our bi-weekly show. And to that end, and to the end, we usually end with an earworm, which I didn't think of one. Okay. I really didn't. Do you have an earworm? I don't really have anything that I've been, like, the only thing that has been playing over and over in my head is
well, there you go. I think that's worthy. It's so funny because I actually, there's a guy that I work with who actually hums the song to himself.
Oh, does he? Often,
yeah, every few minutes. If you walk by his cubicle, you'll hear him go.
You'll hear him.
And we were in orientation and he started humming it. And I was like, are you humming Game of Thrones theme song? He's like, yeah, it's a habit I have. I'm like, I think I love you. I think this is going to be an HR issue. Yeah. We're going to get along just fine, friend.
Just fine.
Yeah. He's the one who had the Oreos. Water
cooler talk today. Oh, he had the
literally,
Oreos.
I was literally at the water cooler because his desk and this another fan's desk is across from the water cooler. And I was like, I walked to get fill up my cup. And I was like, how about them Thrones, guys? And we were literally at the water cooler. Just talking.
You. So good. That's literally what I've been doing all day. Like, I don't know how much work I actually got done today.
Same. Totally, I think we started the conversation just saying so good back and forth for a good minute. So good.
So good. The Twitter chains that I'm on, not Twitter, sorry, the text chains that I'm on right now, and everybody in their damn theories. Like, somebody was saying that they thought Bran somehow creates the Night King.
I think we're giving Bran a lot of credit here.
I don't know. I think it's just because he keeps, like, pushing his consciousness, like, this way and that way and this way and that way. And you're just like, I know you fucked up Willis, but I feel like you're going to fuck up something else as well. And maybe the other fuck up is creating the Night King somehow with the Children of the Forest.
I don't know. That sounds like, I'm done guessing. I just want to see it. I want it to happen.
I know. It's finally here. Winter is here. Ugh. All right. So I guess we will leave you with the theme song to Game of Thrones.
Them Thrones.
Bye-bye now.
Toodaloo.